Now we've come to the 11th chapter of 1 Chronicles, and those of you who are following this study with our notes know that now we've come to the third major division of this book. In the first 9 chapters, we had this remarkable genealogy, or I should use the plural, genealogies, and they were indeed remarkable. And we have here something that we believe is very important, just one chapter on Saul. From God's viewpoint, he didn't make near the splash that I'm sure that many in that day thought that he did. From God's viewpoint, why, here is a man that did not impress the Lord at all. But now, beginning here with chapter 11, where we begin today, you will find that we have first, in the first 2 chapters here, chapters 11 and 12, David's mighty man. And we have then, in chapters 13 through 16, David and the ark. And then, chapter 17, David and the temple. Then we have David's wars, chapters 18 to 20. And then we have David's sin and numbering the people, chapter 21. And then David's preparation and organization for building the temple, chapters 22 through 29. Now, the remainder of this book, then, is about David's reign. It's all about David. And fact of the matter is, the genealogy that's given to us is the genealogy that brings us up to David, and of course beyond David, the family of David. That is the one that becomes all important now in this book. And we'll see David's family in the next book of 2 Chronicles. And we see that the line that is followed there is David's line. Very little attention given to the northern kingdom after they rebelled and withdrew from the reign of David's family. Now, this is a very important section, therefore, and the emphasis now is upon David. And it'd be well to note as we go along the emphasis that God gives here to certain things and other things in David's life that are played down. Now, you'll notice I said David's sin in chapter 21, but it hadn't anything to do with Bathsheba. He numbered the people. Now, that is not dwelt upon elsewhere. And I would say that in God's sight, this was the greatest sin, and this is the one that he noted, by the way. I'm of the opinion that there are a great many folk today, a great many Christians, that consider certain things sin, and other things they don't consider sin. And they're going to get in his presence someday and find out that they were all mixed up in this connection, that they were not near as sure as they thought they were. What they thought was a great sin may not have been one. And what they thought was something that was very slight, unimportant, God put it down as a sin. Now, in David's life, everybody could point their finger at David relative to Bathsheba. And God punished him for it. It was a terrible sin, but God forgave him of that because he came in confession to the Lord. And God forgave him. But this matter of numbering the people, now that doesn't seem to be a bad sin. But we're going to see that it was rather important as far as God is concerned, and we'll see why. It might be well for many of us to get a different perspective of what sin really is. That is, sin in the sense of acts, certain things that you do and certain things that we don't do. We saw that especially, you will recall, in the Epistle to the Romans and the great principle that God puts down there for us.